This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Ooh, halfway home, my friends, on a Tuesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan, game day, as it were. We've got Sleepy Bob and the Giants coming down. Not so Sleepy Bob this season.
They have the most walk-off wins of any team in baseball so far this year.
We couldn't get one single walk-off when he was the manager here that one year. Not one extra.
This is more like 2022 win. Bob with LFGSD.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was elite. It was elite, Bob. Bob was wide awake for that one. Then he earned the moniker of Sleepy Bob. And then said, I was looking across the field and I longed to be in Giants colors. And we all know how it ended. But it seems like he's awoken again. Back on the espresso. Perhaps, and he is, don't tell me there's not a little extra juice, because there is. They're human beings. Like, we want to beat Bob Melvin, and Bob Melvin desperately wants to beat us, too. We also happen to be having comparable seasons in the same division. Both teams, you know, good start. Padres have languished a little bit, but yeah, there's some extra juice, is there not?
Very even matchup last year. Padres won the season series 7-6 over the Giants in 2024, so... Yeah, it's been a good battle between those teams since Bob left.
Yeah, no question. No question about it. So we want to get these tonight, but we want to get these next two, but it starts tonight. Logan Webb, Nick Pivetta should be a really, really fun
matchup. You always want to win anytime you're in a competition, even if it may be a competition that you don't quite understand the rules or the nominating process or exactly how the voting works, but you still would like to win those competitions, correct?
Yeah, it's fairly odd every year when this happens, but we'll talk about it in a second. I'm Woodsy, that's Paul Reindel, the executive producer, and Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. And Paulie let us know this morning, it's that time of year again. Time for the UT, right? Mm-hmm. The Union Tribune. Best of San Diego. And Paulie started, he gave us a little taste of what's to be expected, the shows and the personalities in town that you can vote on. You can go vote on your favorite local pizzeria or Mexican restaurant.
Everything.
It's everything.
Hairstylist, yeah. Movie theater, concert venue,
best
casino.
Best of San Diego.
Yep, best of San Diego.
All right, and the nominees are...
I scrolled down to the media section.
Oh, boy.
And we start with local evening news station. You have Channel 8, Channel 10, Channel 7, Channel 15, Channel 5, and Channel 9.
Okay. Right. That sounds like, very reasonable. Those
yes.
are pretty much your local TV
you
stations.
You have all the options there to choose from, pretty
Fine.
Much.
Yeah.
Make my vote right
wait,
now.
Wait. Don't. He's clicking live votes
oh,
that
he
aren't
is?
For Channel 10.
Oh.
Switch that vote, Paul.
All right, local morning news station. We have Fox 5 News.
Okay.
We have KFMB Channel 8, Channel 10, same channel.
Same stuff.
Channel 7, right. Channel 5.
So they're including everyone in this.
Really?
Keep that in mind.
Yes. Local news anchors. We have Carlo Cicchetto.
Love Carlo.
From KFMB. We have Kimberly Hunt from Channel 10.
Love Kimberly.
Lauren Finney from KUSI. Paul Rudy from KUSI. Wow. And Raul Martinez. It's KSWB. Is that because Fox 5 and KUSI merged?
Correct.
So I still associate him more with Fox 5.
Correct. He is Fox 5. It's yeah, that's Fox what 5. Fox has always been KSWB for some reason.
Oh, they have. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. I'm going to add my vote for Kimberly Hunt.
Nice. All right.
How about that? Local news hey. Sportscaster. We have Ben Higgins.
Nice.
Channel 10.
Wow. You're the first one on there.
Brandon right. Stone of KUSI and Derek Togerson
That's
from
it?
Channel 7. Only three.
Where's Jake?
Where's Julian?
Derek? Yeah. Where's Jake Darnay? Where's Darnay?
What? Troy?
I see. I don't know how the nomination process works.
Did you nominate yourself?
I did not. I didn't even know this was happening. Looks like they're listed alphabetically. No, come on. Thank you.
All right. Oh, there he is. Polly
voted
for Derek
Togerson. Our local
right.
weekend news station. Again, it's just the same channel.
Same stations. Yeah.
All right. Meteorologists.
They're very fair with the stations.
We've got Chrissy Russo
okay.
from Channel 5.
Love Chrissy.
Jody Kodesh. Carlene Chavez. Mark Mathis. And Sean Stiles.
Where's my Megan Perry? On
yeah.
there?
Where's my beloved Vanessa Paz?
Did not even
not
get
on
nominated.
There.
Made the cut. I
Megan
don't know.
Healy. What are we doing here?
So we're in the actual fan voting stage right now, I guess.
Okay.
There was the nomination phase like a month ago where you got to submit your nominations. So I guess not enough people
submitted.
Nominated them.
Okay.
We've got Radio Drive Time Show.
Oh, boy.
You have two choices.
Two. That's it.
Gina the Latina and just NPR as a whole. Just the whole KPBS station.
Would you consider us Drive Time, or is that just the afternoon?
No, Gina's on in the morning okay. with Frankie, I think.
Drive Time is morning
drive
or afternoon?
We're in morning drive.
There's
morning
afternoon drive.
But that just says Drive Time.
That's
There's two?
Drive.
There's only two. No Gwen and Chris?
No.
No. I mean, okay. That's odd. Yeah, well, you have two choices. Good luck to the nominees. It's 50-50 for you.
Radio Morning Show.
Okay,
all right, that's
go.
Us.
Nope.
It's not us. Okay.
That is 101.5 KGB, Gina the Latina again. Now, interesting here, John and Tammy in the Morning were
yes.
nominated, and so was KSON.
That's just where
they're
they
on
are,
KSON.
The whole station.
So they're competing against themselves. So they're splitting their own vote. Like, if you think, oh, I love that KSON show, and you vote for KSON, you're voting against John and Tammy, who are on KSON in the Mornings.
We've got
There's no. Is there no editing involved in this process?
Yes, not.
Apparently not.
Hmm.
That was, and then you have Kogo, AM600, and The Show on Rock 105.
Fine.
So no Ben and Woods for radio morning shows.
Hmm. Right, I guess we'll just.
We have two radio personalities.
Two.
We have Gina the Latina and 93.3 FM. Just, again. The whole...
A station doesn't have, is it not a personality? That's a station. That's like.
Just 15 years of just disrespect.
That doesn't
in this
even
market.
That doesn't even belong in radio personality.
Best radio station, AM and FM. This right. has got to be us, right?
Be us. Got to. We got a great run.
Nope.
You're joking.
Nope.
I've never even heard of one
KGB,
of those stations.
K-Love, Kogo, KPBS, NPR, and KSON. KSON.
Right,
friends
fine.
Down the hall. Sports Talk Radio.
Hey,
here we
hey,
go.
All right. Now, this has got to be us.
Ben and Woods.
Yeah.
All right.
97.3 The Fan. Again, the whole station. Couldn't give like Gwen and Chris any attention there.
I mean,
it's us and the station. This is whack.
Talk
dude.
Radio. Again, we've won this award before.
Sports Talk Radio.
We were not nominated for, fell to Carl DeMaio and KPBS.
Ben, your twin. I hope your twin,
I don't
Carl
look
DeMaio,
like Carl at
wins.
All. You just thought I was Carl.
Identical.
And then television personalities.
That's just two.
Just two, again.
Where's my beloved? Where's Heather Lake?
Raul and Lauren.
What's the difference between an anchor and a personality on television?
I don't know. This is nuts. This is absolute. I demand.
Was
some...
Hannah nominated in the real estate category? I saw
oh,
that.
I don't know.
That was coming up next.
I have no idea. Pull that up, Paul. Let's see if she was nominated. Mancaro Realty Group. Why? Simply the best. Man.
All right, so there's not a ton of voting you need to get out and do, but best sports talk radio,
I
please
guess.
Vote for Ben and Woods. Best sports anchor on television,
Ben
please
Higgins.
Vote for me.
Do a write-in for Darnay, if you could.
I don't think you can write in now. At this
no, it's the write-in process is done.
Not seeing any Nancaro.
Oh, sorry, babe. You're number one for me in my heart.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing in real estate, sorry.
Again, is this AI-generated? How are they working this? Because... Some of the names and categories that they're in.
Correct. I feel like, I will say this, you're probably going to get in trouble for it. I feel like our boss needs to do a better job at managing the brand in things like this. This is a perfect example of how do I get all my shows nominated, all my personalities nominated.
It seems like something that would be right up his alley.
Well,
very energetic about it.
I mean, you're the brand manager. Seemingly, Gina the Latina has the world's greatest brand manager because she's nominated for everything. So, hey, man, I've worked with Gina, nice lady, but, you know.
I mean, maybe this is a sign that Adam is finally getting his priorities straight, because it really isn't something he should be spending a ton of time on.
Did you say that he's finally getting his priorities straight? But we never get all the nods.
I feel like in the past, Adam might have spent way too much time on this, when it really doesn't matter.
Orthodox Nails, he says, Adam needs to spend less time creating non-viral viral content and more time marketing. I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. Yeah, the question is, Moot says he's going to go vote for Gina the Latina for Sports Talk Radio. It wouldn't surprise me if she won. She's nominated for everything. Oh, my beloved Sedano Ford, nominated for Best Auto Dealer. Go give them a vote.
Very good.
Man.
There was a year where there were, like, for sports radio personalities, there were, like, four guys that we all know, a couple of them on the station, I think.
Yeah.
And then there was one, I don't remember his name. But there was somebody on there, we're like, all of us were like, who the hell is this guy?
This guy here is dead.
He was like a tech engineer or something.
Yeah.
He had nothing to do with the radio.
Again, I don't know how scientific the I feel like you should just throw everybody up there, right? You get all the personalities, you get all the shows, and you just vote. But when you have two choices for TV personality...
It's because, I guess, it's on us for not knowing when the nomination process was and encouraging our listeners to go out and nominate us.
Yes, it's on, not on us, it's on Adam.
Tony thinks that Gina benefits from the rhyming name, Gina the Latina. Should we have come up with a rhyming name?
Ben the Hen. Woodsy the, I mean, there's nothing.
Does nothing rhyme with Woods?
Woods the Goods? I mean, I would die if I had that name. Hey, it's Woods the Goods in the morning. Get out of here. Woods the... I don't know.
Or do you not... Maybe it doesn't rhyme, like, because you also have, like, Cabana Boy Jeff.
Yeah, that doesn't rhyme. He's not nominated. I didn't see him
He's not nominated, but could we get, like...
There's a lot of elite talent in this town that have been...
Boy Toy Woods.
Overlooked.
They've been overlooked. And then there's some talent in there that's probably shouldn't be nominated, but they're in there anyway. Oh, well. Here comes another disappointment for old Ben and Woods and apparently everybody else on 97.3 The Fan. That's tough.
Coastal Cowboy Woods.
Oh, man. Yep. All right. Well, good luck to all the nominees. Gina, looking forward to watching you walk out with the 10-12 awards for all your hard work. But yeah, where's Frankie V?
He was on there.
Is he on there? Just their show was.
Said Gina the Latina and Frankie V.
Okay.
On one of them. But then it was just Gina on some of the other
right.
ones.
Like if I'm Frankie, what if it was just me now? Would you be upset? I would be upset if it was just you for best personality.
It really should be the two of us together. Well, it should be the three of us together.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Well, listen, I guess I would tell you guys, go out and at least vote for our show. I don't really
remember the first year that we did this, we got Hammer nominated.
Yes, we did. And he won.
He won Best Personality.
Yeah.
Stuff the ballots.
Well, listen.
It's not a very scientific process.
It doesn't.
We've told you before.
It doesn't feel that way, but, well, congratulations.
If Adam forks over enough money to get us a table at the dinner, I bet we win.
I bet we win.
I would think Best Radio Contest, Take on Woods has a chance
if they
have that category. And it's time for Take on Woods coming up next. If you want to be our contestant, 833-288-0973. You can qualify for a trip to Las Vegas, or you can just listen along, play on in your car in our five-question musical trivia challenge. But we need a contestant, 833-288-0973. That is coming up. And then Jesse Agler at the bottom of the hour, the Incorporator talking Padres baseball, all ahead on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3. The Fan. First, though, I'm here. Want to tell you about Prize Picks. I was playing Prize Picks watching the basketball playoffs last night. Very easy to do. All you're doing is setting daily lineups between 2 and 6 players, stat projections, and then picking more or less. So 25.5 points for Steph Curry or something like that. And then you just pick more or less, put them in a lineup together, and you can win real money. And I'm talking real money, up to 2,000 times your cash with Prize Picks just by, you know, setting it right on their phone. Very easy to do. If you're watching baseball, you get it every single night. Combine sports together like basketball, hockey, and baseball all into one lineup. It's legal. It's easy. It's very easy to set up on your phone. Just go to the website, prizepicks.com, download the app, and when you do, use the code KWFN to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code KWFN to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Add players whenever you want, goals, points, hits, more or less. It's just that simple. At Prize Picks, must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Good pitching matchup tonight. Logan Webb for the Giants. Nick Pavetta for the San Diego Padres. 6:40 first pitch at Petco Park. 5:40 EcoWater SoCal pregame show. And don't forget this Friday, we'll have your manager's report with Mike Schilt at 9 a.m. here on Ben and Woods. The manager's report refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925.
Can't wait.
The tenor of that interview probably hinges on the next two games quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, you
don't certainly want, Wednesday's game.
You don't want to roll in there having dropped six in a row, that's for sure.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
But, I mean, if you win the next two, everything's fine. And if you split, and then, you know, I think
I'm calling it before tonight's results. Tomorrow is a must-win game.
Must win.
Must win.
Must win. They got Thursday off, so there will be a buffer, you know, which is good. But, yeah, I mean, I want to win them. I don't care about the interview. I want to win them because I want them to win baseball games. It's way more fun.
I don't want them to have not have won since the previous Tuesday.
Correct.
Going into Friday.
Yeah.
That's a long time. That's 10 days between wins if they don't get either of these two.
It's a Rockies-esque type scene there.
Yeah. Yeah. Rockies lost again yesterday.
They sure did, man. They were up 3-0 and ended up losing.
4-24 now. Let's see if we can get a winner. We've got a chance to do so right now in our game of Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on
Woods.
Take on
Woods.
All right, let's go to line three. Is this Jeff?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Jeff, you ready to play some Take on Woods?
Sir.
Well, let's do it. It's brought to you by Bay Alarm Security and Fire Alarms for every business. We got you. And we got for you today a chance to qualify for our grand prize trip to Las Vegas with concert tickets to your choice of either Disturbed, Ghost, or Pantera, a two-night stay at the MGM Grand, and a $150 gift card. Get tickets for all three shows now at Ticketmaster.com. What is required of you is at least tying or beating Woods in our five-question musical trivia game. Your categories, and you get to pick which one you want to play, are duets, old and new-ish, That's a two-second song category with five duets. The End of Me, five song titles that end with the word me. And our new category today, The Magic Touch, a five song titles that all include the word touch. So, duets, old and new-ish, The End of Me, or The Magic Touch. Jeff, what would you like to play?
Let's go with The End of Me.
The End of Me. All right. Today's game, again, features five song titles that all end in the word me. That can sometimes disguise it for Woods, who doesn't get the category when it's the last word. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many of the five as you can. If you don't know one, you can pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question is the two-second song. You need to give me both the title of the song and the artist to score the point. And I will say, try not to get confused when you hear the song. All right, Jeff, are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. The category is The End of Me. Jeff, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Pass.
In which 2004 hit did the Killers sing about a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend I had in February of last year?
Pass.
In 1987, Club Nouveau went to number one with a cover of which classic hit by Bill Withers? Which Nickelback song was named the most played song on the radio for the decade from 2000 to 2009?
And it's a lot harder when you're doing it.
It is.
Bad.
Lee Nash provides the vocals for which 1997 song that became the biggest hit for the band Sixpence None the Richer?
Hit Me.
Correct. Go back to our two-second song. What's the name of the game here?
Come on.
That is, of course, Take On Me by A-ha, the theme song for Take On Woods. The Killers is Somebody Told Me That You Had a Boyfriend Who Looked Like a Girlfriend I Had in February of Last Year. Lean On Me, Club Nouveau, Bill Withers, and How You Remind Me by Nickelback. So 1 point is all you got there, Jeff. Hang on the line. Woods will get the same five questions in the same 60 seconds. All right, no category for Woods. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Jeff.
Maniac. I'll come back to it.
In which 2004 hit did the Killers sing about a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend I had in February of last
Somebody
year?
Somebody told me.
Correct. In 1987, Club Nouveau went to number one with a cover of which classic hit by Bill Withers?
Pass.
Which Nickelback song was named the most played song on the radio for the decade from 2000 to 2009?
How You Remind Me?
Correct. Lee Nash provides the vocals for which 1997 song that became the biggest hit for the band Sixpence None the Richer?
Oh, Kiss Me?
Correct. Go back to our two-second song.
Is it not Maniac? No. Oh, crap. Go to the next one.
In 1987, Club Nouveau went to number one with a cover of which classic hit by Bill Withers?
Club Nouveau, Bill Withers. Is that... No. Ain't No Sunshine?
No.
Doesn't know the category.
That's three for you, which is a win today. Play the song for him. No one got it.
That's Take On Me? Oh, you're kidding.
It was The End of Me.
Play Maniac, too. I swear to God, it's the exact same.
They start very similar? This is Take On Me.
That's
right?
Take On Me.
Yeah, all right.
Now play Maniac by... Who sings that song?
Michael
Cimbello. Yeah. Listen. Oh, never mind.
That's similar.
Nailed it.
It's got a little bit of that cowbell in there. You got Somebody Told Me. You didn't get Lean On Me, Club Nouveau, and Bill Withers.
Lean On Me, okay.
But you did get How You Remind Me and Kiss Me.
All right, good.
All titles that end in the word me. And you got another win today over Jeff. You've done solid work this month.
Kiss Me is a banger, as Joey says in the chat. It
it's
is
a great song.
She's got a nice voice.
She does have a beautiful voice. Wonder what they're up to. Sixpence None the Richer. Hey.
Swing.
Yeah, that's a weird band name. Just because called it Sixpence would have probably been better.
Yeah, it's a long name.
It is.
We got Jesse Agler, who's
going
to join us next with the Incorporator. Talk some Padres baseball after the day off. That is coming up next with Bennett Woods here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
But first, let me tell you about the game changer in my life. That is QC Kinetics. And as I mentioned in the commercial, when I did a TV commercial for QC Kinetics, my golf game's not better, but it's pain-free. My baseball game's not better, but it's pain-free. I still enjoy doing all those things, and I wouldn't have even gotten a chance to attempt them if I had continued on the road I was on with the pain in my hands. And QC Kinetics fixed me up, 5 treatments, and back wrists are stronger than they've ever been. So no matter what it is with you, if it's your knees, your shoulders, your hips, your back, don't miss a beat, no surgery or long recovery with QC Kinetics. The science is solid. They give you your life back. And living a healthier life free of harmful meds, that's really their entire mission. If you're curious, you've heard me talking about them. The consultation is totally free. They got appointments available in Torrey Hills and Hillcrest. Call now. Find out how easy it is to get back enjoying life without chronic joint pain. If you listen to the show every day, you hear about the things that, out doing on a daily basis, going to the gym and, playing baseball, coaching baseball. I love that stuff, and I would be lost without it. I really would. And without QC Kinetics, I really wouldn't be able to do any of it. So no more chronic joint pain in my wrist for me. Now is the best time to get started with QC Kinetics. You can call 619-614-PAIN, 619-614-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics at 619-614-PAIN. When you call, again, free consultation, let them know Woodsy from 97.3 The Fan sent you.
Sour Ben and Woods is brought to you by Frozen Ropes San Diego. Hey, parents, here's a message from Coach Kurt at Frozen Ropes. Is your child 6 to 12 years old? And Baseball Summer League is the perfect fit for your player starting June 16th through August 17th. Summer League includes 8 practices and 8 games. Register by April 30th and save $100. Go to SanDiegoFrozenRopes.com. I don't know, maybe the Padres offense could use a little Summer League batting practice. We talked yesterday about Xander Bogaerts being spotted maybe at a batting cage yesterday on the off day. Just
a couple people had spotted him out and about getting some work in.
I mean, you never know when it might
click
in.
Yep.
Whatever, which swing it is. I certainly know from my golfing experience, one swing on the driving range can change everything.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think batters sometimes feel the same way. Well, we'll talk some Padres baseball with Jesse Agler. He's standing by and will join us right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, joining us right now, it is Tuesday. He is the Incorporator. He is the voice of the Padres, and he is going to call the Padres-Giants game tonight. Jesse Agler with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Jesse, we're a little flummoxed because we just realized, thanks to Paulie's record-keeping, that the Incorporator word we had picked for you, he said, no, you did it back in 2022. Neither of us had remembered that, so we're trying to come up with another one on the fly here for you in a couple of minutes.
What was the word?
I'll just play it for you. This was September 13th of 2022.
Bottom of the ninth inning in Seattle. Josh Hader has taken over for Yu Darvish as the Padres have a 2-0 lead. Sam Haggerty, J.P. Crawford, and then Julio Rodriguez, 8-9-1, due to bat against Hader after Darvish throws 8 shutout innings. And Tony, to this point tonight, everything in syzygy of what Yu Darvish did in his 8 brilliant innings.
Syzygy. Oh! When three celestial bodies are almost aligned in a straight line.
Shutout innings. And Tony, to this point tonight, everything in syzygy of what Yu Darvish did in his 8 brilliant innings.
Nailed it.
Incredible. I can't believe it.
That's one of the better ones.
That's
really funny.
That was really good.
Oh, my God.
No vowels. SYZYGY.
Does anybody know, and you guys are smart, I was an English major, you know how A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y, when, maybe in this case, Y would be a vowel, right? Is that why?
Yeah.
I don't know the rule behind
it. It's only when there's no other vowels in the word than the Y.
That's a perfect example.
Like the word Y. W-H-Y. Y is a vowel.
Y is a vowel. Yeah. Okay, makes sense. Just make it a vowel.
But it's not always
a
vowel.
The utility guy. You know, he can play center, he can play short, can pinch hit, pinch run. That's what Y is. Yeah.
So like you, Y-O-U, you can't do that. You can't have three vowels in a row. It's
right.
Consonant.
It's yellow. I mean, it's not a vowel in that sense.
Got it.
When it's used like in syzygy,
you learn something.
It becomes a vowel.
You learn something new every day, Jesse Agler, on this program.
This is the good stuff.
This is the good stuff, man. We can talk about the the lack of offense right now. I was pretty impressed with the pitching staff, as I have been all year. Gave up 9 runs to the Tampa Bay Rays. Just couldn't seem to get anything going yesterday. Guys are pressing. I mean, this is standard baseball stuff every season, man. When a few guys go down, the other guys feel like they need to do a little bit too much, and I think that's kind of what we saw at Petco this weekend.
Yeah, like it, for sure. And, you know, it's funny because it's nothing, but, like, I can have it.
All right, we're going to call Jesse back. Yeah, we're going to get this thing figured out.
You guys just talk for a minute.
How you
I'm
doing?
Throwing for a little. How are you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Yeah. Your lips still look very chapped.
They feel a little bit better today, well,
They look worse than they did yesterday, but that means they're healing.
I think so.
Did you lube them up
at all? I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd you use?
Well, I used more chapstick. Then I just decided to put some lotion on them to see if that would just help.
That's a ballsy move.
I don't know if it helped or not.
You have Vaseline at home?
And then I got a glass of... This is weird.
Oh, no.
I got a small glass of milk, and I just kind of soaked my lip in milk, which sounded... I don't know. It felt very soothing at the time.
Remind me to come back to this.
Yes.
Okay? We have Jesse here. We only have him for a limited time, but... You're going to, Paulie, you're going to want to hear this.
I heard a couple
okay,
of words.
You're going
to
want to hear
I need
it.
To hear the rest.
All right, anyway, what we were saying about the inept, or I don't want to say inept, the anemic offense this weekend, Jesse.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like you said. I mean, guys get hurt, and then, you know, you kind of tread water for a couple of days, and then maybe you start feeling like you got to do too much. It's human nature. I don't think there's any grand conclusion to draw from the last week. And one of the things that Tony says on the broadcast a lot that I've really come to embrace is, you know, when we look at these long seasons, you know, take them in 1 week chunks. And, you know, I think that's kind of like the most fair, reasonable, you know, way to look at a team, a good team. You know, if it's a bad team, it is what it is, right? But like when you have a good team, just take them in 1 week chunks. And so that wasn't a good week. And now, you know, you kind of get a new week that starts tonight against the Giants. Yep. And then we'll obviously carry over into the weekend against the Pirates. So, you know, I think that's a good way to do it. You kind of look at them in week segments. You can do homestand road trip if you want, but, you know, we'd like to, you know, talk about often how long the season is. Part of that is, you know, these ups and downs that while you're living them can seem so extreme, but when you step back and zoom out a little bit, they're really just kind of blips on the radar. So, it is what it is. Guys are hurt. Hopefully you get a couple of them back tonight. It sounds like there's a real possibility Luis Arraez could return for the game tonight against the Giants, which would be great, and pretty great pitching matchup as well with Pivetta and Webb. That'll be fun.
Jesse, I know, you know, things that are weird in baseball catch your attention. Kind of a weird schedule this year in that there's only been 6 NL West games played in the first month of the season, all between the Padres and the Rockies and the Dodgers and the Rockies. So this is the first not only matchup against the Giants, but, you know, the Dodgers haven't played them. The Dodgers haven't played the Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks haven't played anybody in the division yet. Which is odd because all the teams are off to fast starts. So we're actually going to find out a little bit more starting this week how they look head to head, which I think will be somewhat important here.
Yeah, important not just in the measuring stick, you know, kind of way, but important in the tiebreaker kind of way, potentially, you know, at the end of the season. It's been really weird. I think I counted it out recently. 9 of the first 17 Padres series are against American League teams. I mean, 9 of the first 17 series, more than half. And so, I mean, good news, bad news, right? I mean, it's a weird start to the season, but it does mean that down the stretch, you know, there's only a few American League series. I think there's a trip to Seattle and Minnesota and then maybe one other series in the last couple of months. That's it. So that'll be good because, you know, for me, one of the problems we have with this current schedule is, you know, because there are fewer games against the division, if you get, you know, very done with those early on, it feels weird. And we've seen that a couple of times the last couple of years. Was it last season where like the Giants and the Dodgers didn't play after July 31st, something like that? You know, the Padres have had a couple. That to me is a disservice to the setup of the league and for those fan bases, particularly in a division like this that's so competitive. So yeah, it's odd, but it's a little bit like, all right, we'll pay the piper now, get it out of the way. But it's definitely a weird start. I think, you know, this is year, 3 of this schedule where every team plays every team every year. I think I'm officially down on it. We've kicked it back and forth 1,000 times on the broadcast and I loved it in theory. And when they brought it out, I thought, you know what, this makes a lot of sense because now that kid in Kansas City gets to see Fernando, you know, every other year. And he can watch him on TV every year, even if he's only watching his team, the Royals, and, you know, vice versa around the league. But I think just from like a competitive balance standpoint, from a standpoint of like how the playoffs are figured, I think we're off a little bit here. And, you know, AJ Cassavell is one of the people that likes to knock stuff like this around with me. And he mentioned an idea recently that I think might be the potential solution, although I don't know that MLB is looking for a solution. But basically, you would play, you know, like let's take the Padres, right? You play the AL West teams every single year, and then you'd play either the East or the Central that season. And then you would make up those extra games by playing one extra series against the Dodgers, Rockies, Giants, and Diamondbacks. And so, yes, sometimes you would play three series at Dodger Stadium and two at Petco, but you just alternate that. And it gets you at least 3 to 4 more games against each divisional team, which I think is probably better than what we currently have, as opposed to playing the Tigers and the Twins and the Royals and the White Sox every single year. Because the whole thing just does feel a little bit off. It really does to me.
Do you think, Jesse Agler joining us, do you think realignment's in the cards? I did hear Don, and he was actually talking with Tony Gwynn Jr. and Bob, I think it was Bob Scanlon or it was Mike Pomeranz the other day, about realignment in Major League Baseball and how that would actually make some sense at some point.
Yeah, I mean, they've not really hidden that. You know, I think when, and it's not if, it's when they add two more teams, they want to get to 32. That's kind of like second on Rob Manfred's list behind getting the Oakland / Vegas / Tampa Bay situations all figured out. And those things are connected, of course. But once, you know, the A's are theoretically at least settled in Vegas and the Rays, the A's in Vegas and the Rays, wherever that's going to go, they want to add two more teams. And then, yeah, at that point, I think radical realignment is a very real possibility. I don't know how I feel about that, you know, sitting here today talking about it. Part of it, of course, will depend on where the two new teams are. You know, is it Nashville and Charlotte, or is it Portland and Nashville? Yeah. You know, I mean, like, it would matter geographically. But I have always had the sense that, you know, and again, they've telegraphed this a little bit. The idea is probably that if and when that, or when that happens, that, you know, they would go to something a little bit more geographic like the NBA does. And so, yeah, you could end up in a situation where you have a division that includes the Padres and the Giants and the A's and the Dodgers and the Angels and maybe Arizona, you know, and like that's your division. And then you'd have a bunch of those. So like the Yankees and Mets might be in the same division. The White Sox and the Cubs might be in the same division as opposed to being in different leagues. So that's definitely something that would be in the cards when they get to 32 teams.
Jesse Agler is with us. You mentioned the great pitching matchup tonight. On the Padres side, of course, it's Nick Pivetta, who has been nothing short of spectacular, which now I'm almost expecting that every time he comes, you know, onto the mound. And that hasn't really been his MO for his career with the Red Sox. You know, he's had good stuff, but he's been a 4-something ERA guy with the Red Sox. And now all of a sudden he looks like an ace, Jesse. Are you buying into this? Is this new Nick Pivetta, or is he just on a hot streak? I mean, I'm not saying he'll keep this up all year and win a Cy Young Award, but do you think there's something fundamentally different that he's found here with the Padres and at Petco Park?
I do. And look, part of it is Petco Park, right? Think about his home stadiums previously, and then we'll get to him because obviously the environment is only a small piece of it. But guy pitched in Philly and Boston his whole career before this year. Those are two of the best hitter parks in baseball. So it's not just the literal results of balls in play, but probably at sometimes at least a mentality thing for any pitcher, you know, who's got to throw in those places with regularity. So he goes from that to Petco, which is very different. He's working with a great pitching coach. And I think, you know, the most important piece of it is he came in open-minded and he came in, you know, at a point in his career where he was like, all right, yeah, let's try some things. And, you know, whether it was moving back to the other side of the rubber, something he'd done earlier in his career, whether it's, you know, maybe a repertoire thing, you know, we'll watch it as it develops. But he's a guy that right now is pitching with tremendous confidence. Like you said, he's always had great stuff. So, yeah, I'm buying big time on Nick Pivetta. And you're right, it's not going to be a 120 ERA probably the rest of the way because that just doesn't happen in today's game. But this is a guy that is going to be a rock solid piece. And, you know, none of this is coincidental. I'm sorry. Like you go back the last couple of years and, you know, whether you want to talk about Lugo and Waka or Nick Martinez, yeah. I mean, it's like every single season or almost every single season, someone is being added to this rotation and basically turning in a career year. And that does not happen by accident. That's an organizational thing. That's, you know, finding the right guys to bring in. And then that's, you know, the coaching and the teaching and the learning that they get when they get here. And again, not every guy is that open-minded. And so, you know, being able to kind of figure out which guys would be open to those kinds of things is a very important piece of the puzzle. And it's a really good thing we got going right now with the pitching.
Look at the bullpen as well. I mean, you talk about guys like Jeremiah Estrada. The Cubs were like, no, we're good. I mean, what would the Chicago Cubs do for a Jeremiah Estrada right now today? Craig Counsell would do disgusting things for in his much maligned bullpen. You think about Adrian Morejon coming into his own. I will say this. We've been watching Adrian pitch for a long time and always kind of the promise of something great. When he comes in the game now, God, knock on wood, don't blow it tonight, but knock on wood, when he comes in the game now, Jesse, I have that sense of relief like I have when Suarez and Estrada, who I just mentioned, I have that with Adrian. I feel like he's going to get the job done, man. And it's again, like you said, it's not luck. It's not luck that 6, 7, 8, 9 guys have come to San Diego and really learned how to pitch better.
Better believe it. Better believe it. And I'm with you. I feel great when Adrian comes into the game. Yep. And I'm so happy for him because you talk about a long, bumpy road, you know, to get to this point and, you know, developmental setbacks and probably being rushed to the big leagues and being, you know, asked to start in a situation when he maybe wasn't ready for it. And to sort of, you know, weather that whole thing and get to this point. And we saw it coming last year. And then also to stay healthy. The guy that, you know, wasn't healthy, you know, it seemed like for any long stretch of time until the last couple of years. So thrilled for him. Thrilled for him. Great story.
And here we focused all on the brilliant pitching we have. The offense, you know, they need to figure it out when they get their guys back, certainly. We spent a lot of time talking about Xander yesterday, you know, talking about Manny. Those guys need to get it going, Jesse. There's, you know, again, we're just kind of crossing our fingers at this point that they're able to figure it out. I've got no answers as it pertains to those guys. But again, I think the pressing thing, I think it's a real thing. And hopefully, you know, some of these guys have hit Logan Webb actually fairly well. Manny has. And you know, hopefully they can break out tonight. We desperately need to score some runs because we've been really good at preventing them.
Do you know what the Padres as a team hit against Logan Webb last year, batting average-wise?
Didn't we smoke him?
Four starts. They hit .340 against Logan Webb last year.
Let's go. House of Horrors tonight at Petco Park. Let's make it so, Padres fans.
All right. Woods had to come up with a quick backup to Syzygy since we had already used it. So hopefully this is a unique incorporator word for you. Woods, what do we find?
Ken Speckle.
Ken Speckle.
Ken, like Ken, like Kenneth? Ken Speckle.
Ken Speckle.
It's one word. Ken Speckle. And it means something in the English language. Ken Speckle. Here we go.
If you just open your dictionary to the K's.
Yep. It means it's an adjective and it means conspicuous. And here's I'll use it in a sentence.
Easily recognizable.
Yeah. With its towering spires piercing the sky, the Ken Speckle landmark could be seen from miles away. Do we have a Ken Speckle landmark? Coronado Bridge, I'd say, is a
probably
Ken Speckle landmark. So it will sound funny. It will sound funny in the broadcast tonight, and I look forward to hearing you weave it in.
Are you back to the normal lineup with Tony Gwynn Jr. after some changes last week?
Yes. Mudd was off on the weekend, so he's back tonight. So Tony and I will be together, and hopefully he's kicked that cold that he's had. I was surrounded the other day on the plane. You guys know me in the germ.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Oh, and I had Don on my left, Tony on my right, and I was like, I had my nose in my shirt, you know, like as if it were a mask. And so hopefully they're both feeling better.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Jesse. Should be a big crowd tonight with the Tony Gwynn rookie bobblehead night as well at Petco Park.
It's going to be great. Going to be great. Thank you, buddy. Let's get that dub tonight.
Looking forward to it.
Appreciate it.
Jesse Agler, the incorporator and the voice of the San Diego Padres, joining us each and every Tuesday throughout the baseball season. And Ken Speckle.
Ken Speckle.
Is his word.
It's a good one.
My Ken Speckle calves over here.
Yeah, they are conspicuous. Yes, yes. Ben's calves, Ken Speckle San Diego landmark. You can see them from miles away. That's a good word. It's just funny. I like the ones that sound funny.
Jesse's always got such good perspective, and he didn't say a ton on the offense. I would feel silly saying anything about Manny right now. Manny,
he's been hitting the ball hard,
and Manny has been so consistent over his career. It would be weird to think, oh yeah, Manny's lost it. That wouldn't make any sense. Xander, there's definitely concerns. This has happened now 3 years in a row where it's just. He's not getting going. But, man, there's no concern for me over Manny Machado.
No, me neither, really. I mean, I was looking at the
the savant, you know, with the hard hit balls and expected batting average and all that. And it's like, oh, okay. He's getting lucky, unluckier than even I realized. But when the ball's not leaving the yard, when you're in desperate need of runs, you know, that's kind of what we need for May. We need a little slug, you know, we really do. Yeah.
And that often happens early in the year.
Yep.
Petco, it's cold, ball doesn't fly very far. That happens.
It sounds like it's good eating for the Padres tonight with Logan Webb on the mound.
Hopefully.
Knock on wood, that continues.
That surprised me.
I know he's a tough
he's
customer.
Good
usually,
pitcher,
so.
Man. Really, really good.
All right, we got 1 hour left, including the Rindle Report and more. Don't go away. Ben and Woods continuing here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.